This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
With Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think people don't know Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC TD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where did they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
Welcome to our special guest interview this week, and we've got the legend that is Steve Cox with us. Steve, good day to you.
Good day, Rob.
Steve, you've been in this accounting, fintech, software world for a long time, and it's not often people have a shelf life like yours. So what's the secret to your longevity, would you say?
Every day is different, and my role has changed every couple of years within Iris, and along with the market, right? Along with the accounting profession, it's constantly evolving. So it's quite unique in our profession to be able to do this, but actually it feels like I've changed my job every kind of couple of years. So it keeps it fresh, keeps it interesting.
Yes, and you have been the chief evangelist at Iris. Now you're the head of accountancy for commercial. Just tell us real quickly what your day-to-day job involves.
It's quite an interesting one because not only do I get to talk internally within Iris and help to kind of lead the strategy and kind of inform what's going on, from not just from a technology point of view, but also from the ear of our customers, exactly the pain points and the problems that they're facing, and working with governing bodies. But also, I really get a kind of a feel for being out there talking to people as well, doing the events as well for it. So when people say, well, what do you do, Steve? I bridge the gap between accountants and Iris and make sure that their voice is heard and ultimately that what we're doing at Iris fits exactly what they need.
And there have been some major changes that the pandemic has brought about within accounting firms, haven't there?
Any industry, and there have been a lot of changes, right? The personal and professional coronavirus has affected us all. But in accountancy, it's been quite a fundamental change. And if you said, what's the one big thing that's happened from it all, it would be digitization.
And Steve, you and Iris have done a lot of work on the future of business and the future of the accounting profession. Are we in any position right now to map out what the accounting firm of the next 5 years might look like?
The trends from the past are helping us to kind of see where the future is going to go. But also, it's a case of looking at what we're seeing in other industries that are leading indicators as well. And there are three kind of big technology changes that seem to be kind of influencing the profession at the moment. First of those is machine learning. So algorithms doing predictive analytics to ultimately say, we predict that this firm is going to have a cash balance, a positive cash balance in the next 18 months. It's a prediction piece to be able to say, this is where we see it going. But it won't take action on the back of that. That is just to provide insight to accountants to then say, right, let me talk to you, Mr. Client, about what's happening. But it's also around helping kind of that front end of the client relationship. So chatbots are a great example of utilizing machine learning to help with the customer interaction. So to answer simple questions, someone might type a question in and ultimately the predictive analytics and machine learning behind it will say, they're asking around the following, here's your answer. Mm-hmm. But that it starts to evolve then into artificial intelligence. And there's a real fear in the profession that artificial intelligence is going to replace accountants. All of these technologies are going to augment what the accountants do. It's just going to free up time. So if you take the concept of what we just talked about, machine learning, that will evolve into artificial intelligence, where in its simplest terms, the fundamental difference is AI will take what you've seen from machine learning and actually take action on the back of it and automate what's going. So if you think the machine learning, if you run all the tax rules, all the accounting rules, the tax cases, all of the big data from that, put it through machine learning and then put AI over the top, you can imagine a world in the next 5 years where clients is then automated. Suddenly, it will automatically, based upon the data, all of those rules, say, this is the best tax scenario for your client, and this is how we're going to go and process it. And this is the amount of tax that they are, rebate they're due. Suddenly, accountants don't have to do all the calculations. They can just go and review it and talk to their clients around it.
So what's coming up, Steve, in terms of the software tech suite that accounting firms own? We know there's a myriad of platforms and apps that they use, but are they really looking for a full big box suite that does everything and one-stop shop, or they are looking at a blend of apps that integrate well with each other to serve the client? What's coming up?
The technology landscape is always changing. And it's funny, I liken this to the fashion industry. Trends keep coming back around, right?
You're still on trend anyway, Steve. You're really down with it. So.
Well, you can't see. I've actually got a pair of flares on. It's coming back around. The technology is the same in the accountancy profession. It's going back 10, 15 years ago, and it used to be best of breed. I want the best tax software. I want the best final account software. It doesn't matter that the data is not integrated. I just want the output to be the best it can possibly be.
Right.
Then rewind maybe 5-10 years ago, and suddenly people went, that's great, but I'm wasting a load of time. I want the best of suite. I want one that gives me a really good solution, but the data is integrated, so it frees my time up. What we're seeing now is, rather than best of breed and best of suite, we're seeing people going, I want the best of integration. I want my slice of cake, and I want to eat everything around it as well. I want the best solution, and I want that integration. So we're starting to see people trying to pluck these systems together. Now, certainly at Iris, we've been the leader in kind of the integrated suite for a long time. In fact, we work with more accountants in the UK and probably globally than most others. And what we've realized is that you've got to be able to do both. People will want that integrated suite. They will want a big box solution. But at the same time, they want to be able to plug things into it, to try new things, and to work with what their clients are working with as well. So it's one of the reasons why we built our Elements Adaptive Platform. It's all based in the cloud, all API based, so that we can take all of the rich 43 years of heritage that we've got with our solutions in an integrated suite, start plugging in third-party solutions and new solutions we bring out to enable people to have that choice. And I think that's where we're going, is that we'll get to a point of choice where someone who wants a big box solution can still have that and have it in the cloud. And at the same time, they've got the flexibility to go, I really like this aspect of it, but that one looks really better. So I'm going to plug that in and try it out as well. So we will be giving them the ability to choose what they can go with.
Yes. And a big part of the puzzle is the adoption of the accountants themselves, because whilst we don't expect them to be geeks, they need to know more than turning a computer on and off, because they're advising digital clients on what software to use. And so they've got to be upon it themselves. I suppose a big part of your role is educating the accountants that use your software to adopt it and roll it out throughout the firm.
Exactly. And it's funny, I was talking to the ACCA in the UK, so the largest governing body for accountants here. And we were talking about this very piece, that you can go and pick up a new piece of software off the shelf or from a website instantly and go and start a subscription. But the implementation of that and understanding how it works is incredibly important. And whilst we all like shiny new toys and we'll go and play with them in our own free time, making that work in a business context is really important, because otherwise it's just wasted money. So what we find is, whilst we can go and do that, we want to make sure that people understand the solutions that they're using, how that works for them, and ultimately is implemented right, because no two accountants work exactly the same. And it's really, everybody understands that, so that then it's not a cookie cutter approach, and that actually everybody gets the most and best solution that they can on what they're investing in.
Steve, there's been a lot of consolidation in the accounting world, with firms buying firms, acquisitions selling and buying. We're seeing that with the vendors as well, with certain acquisitions, with strange multiples and strange valuations and even strange motives for doing it. But outside of that, are we seeing software vendors playing together more nicely now rather than seeing them as competitors? What are your thoughts there?
I completely agree. It's a nicer, more friendly world is the way I would describe it.
Okay. It's been cutthroat, isn't it? You've been in this game a long time.
Yeah. And if you go back, probably 10 years ago, we've been in rooms before where you've got the competitors sitting around the table and everyone's frightened to say anything because you don't want to give away trade secrets or anything like that. And the same can be said about the accountancy profession. I mean, we've held seminars before and workshops with accountants who 10 years ago wouldn't say boo to a goose within a room, because actually they were too frightened about the fact that they might be giving away secrets as to how they're succeeding and growing. Whereas now, on both sides of that coin, vendors and accountants, we're all sharing. We're all working closer together. But Iris are integrating with more third parties than we ever have before. And some traditional vendors that you'd think were competitors in the likes of Sage, Xero, Free Age, we're working with them and ultimately consuming each other's APIs for the benefit of accountants. And the same is with accountants as well. They're working with others. And one of the things that has been really quite interesting is, over the last 18 months, is these new peer groups and mentoring groups that are forming from accountants, where they're actually out there to try and help others to succeed, They want to share their secrets. They don't want people to be going under. They want to help that. And we're working on that area from an IRIS perspective as well. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll have some really exciting news around how we're trying to help foster that peer-to-peer network.
Steve, how do firms plan and prepare for future change? Accountants have shown a certain agility that surprised many. Given what's happened in COVID, they pivoted fairly quickly. And you've probably heard stories like I have about decisions that would normally take 1 or 2 years to make have been implemented in a matter of weeks and months, largely out of necessity. But you've talked about increased client demands, increased complexity, and exponential growth in technology. So how do firms plan and prepare for future change?
It's one that probably firms don't do enough of, which is the creating time to have that thinking time as to what we go and do. Certainly right now, leading into December and into January, busy tax return season. So suddenly people are going to be more focused on the job at hand rather than what do they do next. But coronavirus has taught us that you can't really predict what's coming around the corner. What you need to be able to do is, to your words, be more agile. So what firms are doing and where we're seeing a lot of success is they're maybe putting in shorter term plans with contingencies around it. So suddenly they're planning for their busy season and maybe the next 6 months and then going, there's a direction of travel we want to go in. And this ultimately we want to get to this vision. But actually the path that's laid out in front of us is still open for debate. So what they're starting to do is free up more time, automating more, enabling their workforce to work remotely so that people can free up more time. So that way they're all starting to come together, starting within a firm, not just the partners, but all members of staff to start to build out their strategy. One of the really interesting ones that we've seen and where firms are growing even more is where they're bringing their clients into that discussion as well and saying, we've got some ideas around a new service. Would this be the sort you would take from us and that you would trust us with? Suddenly those firms that are including their clients in that debate are starting to grow more because ultimately an accountant can be an expert in most things, but not everything. And if their clients are an expert in a particular area that they're trying to help, how do you not test it with them? It's a similar approach to what we've started to do with our software development. It's actually customer-led design starts with the customer. It doesn't start with us building something and then testing it. It actually goes all the way back to the beginning and say, talk to us. Let's work together on building out what will help you the most.
You're always open to talking to accountants, Steve. We have thousands of listeners to the show now all over the world. And thank you to IRIS for being one of our commercial partners. If people want to have a chat to you, Steve, talk more about the exciting things you work in and what's a good way for them to reach?
Best way to contact me is mainly via LinkedIn. I'm Stephen Christopher Cox on LinkedIn. You can find me really easily. Happy to have a discussion with anybody, either around kind of the future of work for where things are going in the accounting profession in the UK or internationally, or also where IRIS are going and how we're helping to support accountants.
And what excites you most about where IRIS are going over the next few years? Because you've done already, 19, 20 years with IRIS, and you might well be there for another 10 or 20 years.
The one thing that kind of keeps me going, certainly within IRIS and within the accountancy profession, is very much this concept of change. We're on the preface of this kind of this digital way. They're seeing a new breed of accountant being born, but it's not just the new ones that are coming, but also the traditional and existing accountants who are transforming. It's this ever-evolving piece, and it's really exciting to see that transformation. And for someone that's been with IRIS as long as I have, it's great to see firms who, when I joined, I was helping them with support on some of our solutions. I still speak to them today. And the firm that they were 20 odd years ago is completely different to where they are today. Thinking of that journey, they'll continue to evolve, and being able to be a part of their transformation is quite a humbling feeling.
Dave, this has been great today. Let's wrap this up and ask you for your few final takeaways. What words of advice, encouragement, support, or a call to arms would you say to the many accountants listening and maybe even watching as they navigate the complexities of what is a crazy world right now, serving ever more demanding clients, dealing with the onslaught of technology and software? What would you say to them in closing?
So the first thing I would say is you're not alone. In everything that's going on right now, you are not the only one that's having this, and take some solace in that, because it doesn't mean that if things are bad for you, it doesn't mean that they're great for others. Actually, we're all going through this and we're all in it together. And that means reach out, speak to your peers, get some advice from others, speak to your vendors, speak to anyone you can who can help to consolidate your thinking. Make some time to think about where you go next, how you go and do this. One of the real important things that we've got to all appreciate is don't put off to tomorrow something you can do today. We've learned that through digital adoption. Don't plan it for years in advance. Take advantage of it now, because you never know what's coming around the corner. If there is another pandemic, another lockdown, you want to make sure that you're on the right foot going forwards for this. So don't plan too far in advance. but try and be agile in how you do that. Start doing things today.
And just to add to that, it's a great wrap-up. We're in a global world now, aren't we? So the game is changing. Yeah. The playing field is bigger, wider, deeper. And we need to have that international perspective to compete.
It's hugely so. Suddenly the trading barriers are knocking down. People are doing everything digitally, which suddenly means geographical regions don't make a difference. There will be not just a new breed of digital competition in different industries, but also a new breed internationally, which will start to transform the game. So it becomes even more important to kind of solidify what you're doing, but also to make sure that you can be agile to transform to that, to react to what's going. And those that are looking at what they do really well and speaking with their clients to get insights as to what's happening, we're the ones who will be sitting here going, right, I can already see a trend. This is where I can go and take advantage of it. Seize that opportunity and start looking. If you're going to try it, fail fast and then pick yourself up and try again. No one ever gets something right first time.
Yeah, love it. Steve Cox of Irish Global Software. That's been fascinating. Thank you so much for your passion and your insights today.
No problem. Great to speak, Rob.
There's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Aris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit.com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.